testimony. But as we come tonight in 3 John, it don't take long at any church that you'll have a great testimony. Somebody will have a testimony that's out of this world. I'm talking about, he says, Gaius, I want you to know I love you, and the testimony that you have is amazing. 3 John has one chapter. And in one chapter, we go from a good testimony to an awful testimony. To a testimony that just almost make you sick at your stomach. And it's sad for me to say this tonight, but it is found in local body churches. For most local body churches to ever be able to do what God's called it to do, there's going to be deaths inside that local body. Because there's people inside the local body thinks they own the church. They think they run the church. They think if it wasn't for them, the church wouldn't run and it wouldn't go on. But I got good news tonight. If it's His church, it will go on. Amen? And tonight, every person that's in here tonight, I want you to know I pray that you and I both have a good testimony tonight. I pray my testimony is not a bad one, but I pray it's a good one tonight. And I pray tonight that as we study this tonight, that we understand that we must not have a bad testimony among the believers tonight. And as you look in 3 John tonight, chapter number 9, a bad testimony is what I'm going to preach. A bad testimony among the believers. Boy, how sad that is to have a bad testimony among the believers. Hey, watch them when they come in your church because they may bring something. Man, I don't want that, do you? I don't want that, do you? Watch that preacher, watch that deacon, watch it. No, I don't want that, do you? I want a good testimony when this my time comes to leave this walk of life. 3 John chapter number 9, verse number 9, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's word tonight. 3 John chapter, verse number 9, I'm sorry. The Bible says, I wrote unto the church, 3 John, I wrote unto the church, but Diotrephes, who loved to have the preeminence among them, receiveth us not. Wherefore, if I come, I'm going to remember his deeds which he doeth, prating against us with malicious words and not content therewith. Neither doth he himself receive the brethren and forbiddeth them that would come and casteth them out of the church. Beloved, follow not that which is evil, but that which is good. He that doeth good is of God, but he that doeth evil hath not seen God. Demetrius hath a good report of all men and of the truth itself, yes. And we are also bear record, and you know that our record is true. I had many things to write, but I will not with ink and pen write unto thee. But I trust I shall shortly see thee, and we shall speak face to face. Peace be to thee, our friends. Salute thee. Greet thy friends by name. Our Heavenly Father God, as we bow in your presence tonight, it's just so good to be in your house. Lord, I thank you tonight for the good testimony that's all over this room. I thank you tonight for the born-again believers that's in this house tonight. Father, I pray you'd bless them real good. Lord, there have been prayer requests lifted up all over the room tonight. Lord God, I pray tonight for the ones that was lifted up. Lord, I lift them up to you tonight. I pray tonight, Father, that you touch them, the ones that's had the cancer reports, Father, tonight. I pray tonight, Father God, that you would cast that cancer as far as the east is from the west. Father God, right now, cancer has uprooted a lot of families. It's done a lot of harm, and very little any good comes out of it, Father. And I pray you'd remove that from the local body here, Father, and other local body churches. Father, I pray tonight, Father God, that you just put a cleansing inside this church tonight. I pray you cleanse us physically, but I pray you cleanse us spiritually tonight. Father God, I pray that if our testimony be bad tonight, that we get to an old-timey altar and we do business with you tonight. Father, I pray tonight that you have your will and way in this service, and I pray that we give you all the honor, all the praise, and all the glory tonight. Father, have your will and way, and we'll be careful to give you what you need tonight, and that's praise and glory tonight. It's in Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people say it. Amen. You may be seated tonight. A bad testimony among believers. Here as we come tonight, John wrote about the good testimony of Gaius. You know that Sunday morning, but also in this short chapter, very short, only 14 verses, we see a disturbing testimony of Diotrephes. And as we come here tonight, I want you to know that as he told this, I want to take a look tonight for a person in this tonight and see what that testimony was that was bad and that we stay away from it tonight. I don't know about you tonight, but if I look to a good testimony, I want to follow that testimony. But if I look to a bad testimony and I see things that is not right, I want to stay away from that testimony tonight. And tonight I want to look at in verse number 9, he says, John says, I wrote unto the church. He said, I wrote you a letter tonight, but Diotrephes, hey, he did something. He stopped that letter from coming. He stopped what I wanted to do. And tonight I want to look at that testimony tonight. And first off, I want to say to you tonight that in verse number 9, as I studied this, I understand that Diotrephes, he loved authority. He loved authority in the local body church. He loved to have the authority in everything that went on. He loved to be right there. The Bible says, I wrote unto the church, but Diotrephes, who loved to have the preeminence, or he wanted control. He wanted control of everything in the church. He wanted to make sure his nose was in all the business that was going on. He wanted it his way or the highway. He wanted to know everything that was going on. He had preeminence over everybody inside the church. And tonight I want to say that number one, that preeminence Diotrephes had, it said it was among them and he received us not. I want you to look at this tonight. He loved to have authority and he had that authority by this. And you may know people like this in the life that you live and in the people that say they're Christians tonight. Number one, he had control in his appearance. If something went on that he didn't like inside the church, you know what he'd do? He'd puff up. He'd puff up and he'd make sure that you knew that he didn't like what you've done or what other people was doing inside the local body church. And as we got here tonight, we see that he loved authority. He loved it to have it his way. It was always about his way and what he could get tonight. Can I say tonight, when anybody inside of a local body church has got to have it their way, it gets God out of the way. And tonight, I want you to know, as your pastor tonight, I don't want it my way, but I want it God's way. Amen? I want to have a good report, and I want you to have that report in your life tonight. He said that he had control with his appearance when he would come in. He said, I wrote this unto you, but he had this in his life. Number one, he had control with his appearance. But I want to say to you tonight, he had control tonight with his attitude. Hey, when he'd come inside where the people was, I want to give this to you tonight. He would control with whatever he did. He had control with his appearance and he had control with his attitude. He was grunchy or grumbling or grouchy in what he did. No matter what went on, if he didn't get it the way he liked it, you would know it. Number one, he would grumble. Number two, he would complain. He'd make sure everybody knew that he didn't like what was going on. I'll never forget, I hadn't been preaching very long and me and Brandy, we'd go over to a church and I won't call the name of it, but they called me every Sunday. Every Sunday I'd go and I'd preach, thus saith the word of God, and there was an old deacon sitting there about right behind Brother Wood, Brother David would be, and that old deacon, he'd be sitting there. And can I say tonight, a deacon's not supposed to run the pastor, but it's supposed to be a servant of the local body church. Hey, he's supposed to come under authority of the pastor as he's under the authority of God. And as I sat there and I'd preach, thus saith the word of God, that old man, whatever he did, the whole church did. If he puffed up, they puffed up. If he laughed, they laughed, but he never laughed. He never laughed. And as I went in that day, I told Brandy, we was going over there, and she said, I don't know why you go every time they call you. She said, you'll be on a mountaintop and then you'll go over there and you know that man's going to be sitting on that pew and you'll go and you'll preach anyway. She said, won't you just tell him no and quit going? I said, because I'm not going to let him defeat me in what God's called me to do. Hey, tonight I got good news. If there's one that loves authority and he loves to have the reign over the church, don't you back down from that. You stand your ground. You stand what God's given you. Even though his appearance may look like he can eat you up one side and down the other, and even though his attitude may be grumbly and grouchy and want to tear you up, you listen tonight, he can't kill you, amen? Hey, he can't kill you tonight. But I understand this. I went in that Sunday on the way over there. She said, what are you going to preach? I said, I'm not worried about what I'm going to preach this morning. I've got to get that man on God's side. I've got to get him to where God's going to be. I've got to get him to loosen up in that church. And I went in that morning, man, I was preaching up one side and down the other. And he just sat there, Brandy, am I telling the truth? Look at her shaking her head. He just sat there. He'd puff up, man. He didn't want people to come to the altar. He didn't want the church service to last 45 minutes. He didn't want things. He just puffed up. And as he sat there, he just looked at me, stared me right in the eyes. And just, man, he just gave me that look. I'll never forget that Sunday, though. I thought, I was preaching. And you know, as you preach, you think, man, what am I going to do? And I looked over to him and his wife was sitting beside him. And I said, I want you to know tonight, I love my wife. And I got a nickname for her. And I love her so much. And I love her so much in my life. And I kept on. And he just got a little bit more puffed. And the more I talk about how much I love my wife, how Christ loved the church, and I should love my wife, and I don't have all the authority over her, but she comes under my submission. I said, I call her baby. I call her baby mama hot thing. That's what it is in my phone. Baby mama hot thing. Amen. Hey, I want you to know, hey, that's what it is. Hey, baby mama hot thing. And I looked at him and I said, what about you? What do you call your wife? And he went, I call her baby. I said, wow, glory, we finally made a breakthrough. I've been coming over here for a year. He's not said a word. He's not uncrossed his arms, but he finally got comfortable. He's laid down his authority. He's laid down what he's got going on. He's laid it all down. Every time I'd get through and I'd go out of the church, he'd tell me, he said, we don't need you back tonight. I'd say, okay. And finally, after he broke through and I understood, I thought I didn't do a good job. I thought I wasn't preaching the word. He just wouldn't let me come back. I come to find out they didn't have Sunday night service. Here I was fretting over something that didn't even take place. What I'm telling you tonight, you be careful in a local body church that if you have any authority in a local body church, don't you let that authority go to your head. Don't let what you got run to your head and think you're over anybody else. We're all on the same playing field and we're all level at the foot of the cross. We're all on the same field tonight. And our appearance when we go inside that local body church, it will discourage people. And not only that, but the way we talk to them, it'll discourage them. And tonight, Diotrephes, when he came in and he wanted the preeminence. If he didn't get it his way, he didn't like it. Let me show you this tonight as we get into the text. He said, number one, that he loved authority. He controlled it with his appearance. He controlled it with his attitude. And he controlled it the way that he approached things. And John, when he comes here, he says, wherefore, if I come, I'm going to remember his deeds. Oh, John said, I'm going to call him out when I see where he's at. And you say, preacher, why would John do that when he tried to use his authority? Because John had a hard time, because in John 3:30, he said, this is what John said in John 3:30. You understand this tonight. This man wanted to lift himself up to be something, and John couldn't get on board with him. You know why? Because in John 3:30, John said, he must increase and I must decrease. John knew what it was to lift up Jesus Christ and himself decrease. And tonight, if anybody gets lifted up in this place, it ought to be Jesus Christ. Amen? He ought to have all the authority, all the reign, and all the everything in this place. It ought to be Jesus Christ. He says, John said, he must increase, but I must decrease. Diotrephes, he loved authority. In Proverbs 16:18, the Bible says, pride goeth before destruction. Pride goeth before destruction. When we get prideful, destruction is coming. Amen? Pride before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. When we get to that place in our life tonight, I want you to know we got to be careful that we don't let the authority, if we have any in the local body church, and by the way, if you're a church member, you got authority. Amen? Hey, we're all on the same page tonight. We're all striving in the same way. If I pull one way and you pull another way, it won't work. But if we all pull the same way, it will work. Amen? Number one, Diotrephes, he loved authority. And that must not be in the local body church. Sad to say, it's all over the local body churches in the world we live in. It'll be one or two run the show. One or two have all the control. And that's not what it's supposed to be in a local body church. Amen? But I see something else too. You may know somebody that has all the authority in a local body church. You may know somebody, hey, it's their way or the highway. That may be why they ain't but eight or nine in the church. I don't know. I'm just laying that out there. But I want you to know tonight, Diotrephes, he loved authority. He loved it that way. Let me give you the second thing I seen in the text tonight in verse number 10. Not only did he love authority, but Diotrephes, he lived for arguing. He loved to argue. He loved to argue. He loved to argue. Everything inside, everything was bad. Everything was wrong. Everything was doom and gloom. It never was good. It was always bad. Look what he says here. He says here in verse number 10, wherefore, if I come, I will remember his deeds which he doeth. He said, preacher, why did he live for this? He fed on it. He fed on things that was wrong and not right. He fed on these things in the local body church. And as we come here tonight, we've come from 1 John to 2 John, and we've come to 3 John, and it's lining up what God wants us to do tonight. He wants us all to be in one accord and one mind and serve him as a local body church. As we've grown as a church and we've got more members and we've grown as a church, you know what? That member that just joined, hey, we want to listen to him or her or whoever it is just as much as we do the one that's been here for 80 years. We want to listen to them. They mean just as much to God as that one been here 80 years means. And we want to keep that, and we want to make sure. He says, wherefore, if I come, I will remember his deeds which he doeth. He said, what does he do, preacher? He prating against us. And I looked this up. What does prating around mean? Here's what it means. It means babbling or being chatty about what he didn't like. You know what old Diotrephes did? He went around chatting about what he didn't like. He went around chatting about what he didn't like. You ever heard that in your workplace? You ever heard that in your workplace? You go in and the boss makes somebody mad. You know what they do? They tell everybody. They tell everybody but the boss. They go around and they chat about it everywhere to go. That's what Diotrephes was doing. He said that he was prating around, babbling, chatting about what he didn't like. He was a blabbermouth. Oh, but let me give you something else. Not only was he prating around, But he was malicious with his words. Look what the Bible says in verse number 10. Not only was he prating against us with malicious words. Malicious words. You know what will hurt a local body church? Words. Words will hurt a local body church. You know why? Because you and I got to give an account for every word that we speak, every idle word that we speak. In your workplace, it's hard not to get caught up babbling. How do you know that, preacher? I've worked there. It's hard not to do it in the local body church. Let me give you this tonight. He says this, the malicious words will be words that are hateful, words that are petty, words that are spiteful. And Diotrephes loved arguing because he never was content. Look what the Bible says here. Neither, he says this, malicious words, and not content therewith. He was never content. That's why he always stayed that way. He was never content, and he was always against others. It was either his way or there was no way. He had the right way and nobody else did. Proverbs 13:10, the Bible says, only by pride cometh contention. If there's tension in the house of God, if there's tension tonight, 99% of the time, it's going to be because of pride. It is. In the local body church. People ask me, how's it going at Union Chapel? I don't care if we got the biggest fight you've ever seen. Y'all hear me? How's it going at you? Man, it's wonderful. Man, it's the best you've ever seen. We're having a heyday. Because Brother Kelvin's told me that the Bible says life and death is in the tongue. Now, if I choose to spread that gossip and be a talebearer and a babbler, I can do that. And then everybody out in the community will know exactly what's going on in here. If they're not a member here, they shouldn't know nothing going on in here. If they visit and hear it, fine. They shouldn't see it on Facebook. They shouldn't see it on my story. They shouldn't see it. It ain't none of their business what's going on in here. We are a family, a local body church, and we love one another. If there's a fight going on in the house, you know what we do? We handle it inside here, not out there. Amen? If me and my wife's having an argument, we fighting, and it's on like chicken bone. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Brother Roddy Cagle, you know what I'm talking about. Only man in the house that busted out laughing, you know. Brother Hayden Nolan's afraid to say anything. He just sitting over there. Yeah. If you and your wife has a bad fight, argument you can kid around with. But if it's, I'm talking about this on, y'all know what I'm talking about? Do you go tell everybody else about it? Especially if you're the reason the problem's there. You know what I'm saying? If you're not the problem, you'll tell it. Why does that do? Because you tear somebody else down, but if you feel like it builds you up when you tear them down. You know what Diotrephes was doing? He was tearing people down to build himself up. Instead of running his race, he was running his mouth. And what he should have been doing was running his race for God and keeping his mouth shut. In the local body church, if me, now I'm just preaching myself when I read this. I'm just preaching myself. Shoe fits, wear it. If it don't even entertain it. But there's a lot of times I need to run my race and not run my mouth. There's a lot of times that I let my mouth override my race. And I want you to know I don't have time for that. And if I could give you anything tonight, you don't either. You've got very few days left on this life, on this walk. You've got very few. You're closer to death today than you was when you walked in this building. And I want to know when my race comes to the end that they can say he didn't love to have the authority and he didn't like arguing. Tonight, I want you to know this. As I read this, I'm going to show you something else about that arguing that he had going on. He said he had pride and contention was going on. In a local body church, that should never be mentioned amongst us. But if it wasn't there, he wouldn't have wrote it. If it wasn't there, he wouldn't have wrote it. And tonight, as a body of Christ tonight, we must love one another, be with one another, and have each other's back no matter what it takes. Amen? Let me show you this in the text tonight. Let me show you this. He says this, neither doth he himself receive the brethren and forbiddeth them that would cast them out of the church. So I see in Proverbs 13:10, only by pride cometh contention, but with the well-advised is wisdom. Diotrephes here, he's got John there that would help him, but he's against him. He's against him. Somebody that can help him, he is against. And John said, hey, I got to remember this. But I see not only Diotrephes loved authority. Man, he had to have it his way. He loved authority. Not only did Diotrephes live for arguing, but if there's one of them that you know and they're amongst you, I'm going to give you this, the last point. I'll give it to you. And this is so true. they can't go alone. A talebearer, he can't talebear by himself. He's got to have somebody. He's got to have somebody that will listen. Diotrephes had to have somebody that would listen to his complaining, his griping, his arguing. He had to have somebody that would listen. He had to have somebody that would listen to the complaint. Because when he complained, it made him feel better. Let me give you this. The third thing is Diotrephes looked for associates. Not only did he love authority and live for arguing, but he looked for associates. You ever went to argue to somebody or complain to somebody and they said, man, I don't want to hear that. That's my brother. I love him or whatever. You didn't go back to them again. Just saying. Diotrephes had his eyes on for associates. Look in verse 11. Here's what he said here. How do you know he looked for associates? How do you know he looked for followers to go along with him? Verse 11, beloved, he's talking to him. And John said, I done told you about Gaius, but I'm telling you about a harm that could come among you. Beloved, follow not. Don't you even entertain that person. Don't you even entertain them. Beloved, follow not that which is evil, but that which is good. He that doeth good is of God, but he that doeth evil hath not seen God. He was looking for associates, and that would be this, people that would get on board. People that would get on his bandwagon. People that would get on board. People that would get on board. And you say, what will that do in a church, preacher? Somebody that'll get on board and they'll start chewing something. Said they asked a little girl one time, said, what'd y'all eat for lunch? Said, I think we ate the preacher. We sure did talk about him a lot. John said here, he said, you watch them folks. I'll tell you this, not very much, but occasionally I'll drive the school bus to help one man out. That's all. That's enough. Wow. But I got an ace in my pocket. I got an ace that works. I'm telling you, it works every time. And she's in the church tonight. Got an ace in my pocket. Them kids have been on that bus before I take off, and they're acting crazy. And I can holler back her, hey, y'all hush, y'all be good. Sit down. Calm down. They don't pay me no attention. Sister Laurel will walk by. And when she walks by with her class, I'll say, and I'll make sure they hear me. I say, hey, sister, how are you doing? I'm good, brother. How are you? I said, I'm good. And she walks off, and them kids say, is Miss Gunner your sister? I say, yes, she's my sister. Are you older or is she older? I said, I'm older than she is. Hey, I'm not lying. I'm her sister. She's my sister. I'm older than she is. And then I'll just sit up there and I'll listen. I said, y'all better be good. That's his sister. Nothing else. But what about if she walked by that bus and me and her had been arguing or had contention or had something going, just bad-mouthing one another. She walked by, I didn't even speak to her. Walked by, I didn't even acknowledge she was there. That ruckus would still be behind me. Until we get to the place that everybody that is born again is brothers and sisters in Christ and we love one another. Y'all get what I'm saying? That's the only way that testimony gets where it needs to be. The testimony of this church should be that we love one another. That we love one another. I want to share with you three things in closing. What it will do when more people come on board with the complainers, with the ones that loves authority, loves arguing. When they come on board and they get on board, I'm going to give you three things that are to do to a local body church. Three things that are to do to a local body church. Number one, when they do that, it'll produce strife in the church. I ain't even got to know when it's... you just walk in and know when strife's in the house. It'll produce separation in the local body church. This side will sit there, that side will sit there. Nobody, it'll just sit. They won't even get along. They won't even come across the aisle to talk to one another. They won't. It'll split. When you get to that place, it'll just split. One, it'll be strife. Two, it'll be separation. But third, it'll be a split in the church. Church split right down the middle. And it won't be long that it won't be what God has called it to be. If there's one thing at this church I don't ever want to happen, is a split. I don't want that. Some come, and some Union Chapel ain't for everybody. They'll come and join. They come and join. It ain't for everybody. Union Chapel's not for everybody. The gospel is. Union Chapel ain't. It ain't for everybody. It ain't. When they got to go, it ain't no hard feelings. It wasn't for you. But if there's some key people in this place, and when I'm telling you key, I'm talking about people that I know that they love me and I love them, and it gets to the point that they don't love me and I don't love them, there's a split going on, there's a problem going on, it needs to be addressed. And John said the only way it's going to happen, he said, when I see him, I'm going to address it. I'm going to share with you the last thing here, because I know the kids are ready to go and share with you the last thing. That's why I love preaching the Bible, just straight down. You just hit it when it comes, amen? Proverbs 26:22, the Bible says, the words of a talebearer are as wounds. When a talebearer tells it, it's like a wound. And they go down into the innermost parts of the belly. When something is like that inside of a local, you can be hurt anywhere you want to be hurt, and you'll get over it. They will. You're hurt at your job, and you'll go back tomorrow. You'll keep going. You will. But you get hurt in church, and they'll quit coming. Church hurt kills people. And there's one thing we don't want to do right here. We don't want to hurt nobody. We want a good testimony. Diotrephes, he loved authority. He lived for arguing and looked for associates to follow him to tear people down and to get his way. That must not be in this church. That's what I'm ending with. That must not be in this church. Right after that, he talks about Demetrius. And he says, hey, he's got a good report. He's got a good report. What'd he do? He just loved people. He just loved people and what they did. Here at this church, all I want people to say is, hey, they are running their race and they're not running their mouth. Would you agree with me? They're running their race. They're just running their race. They're just doing what God's called them to do. Man, they're loving one another and they're running their race. If that can be said about this local body church, we're doing exactly what God's called us to do. When you love one another. Tonight, I don't know where you stand on this message. I don't know where you stand in your heart. I don't know. But tonight, as your pastor, I do know this. I never want to be the one to cause a problem in the church. Preach the word truth. Preach it truthful. If it hurts their feelings, it just hurts. You can't waver on that book. But I never want my attitude to hurt somebody. I never want my appearance. You know what? You ain't got to say nothing. Just your eyes gives it away sometimes. Y'all know what I'm talking about? My wife ain't. Sometimes she ain't got to say a word. There's a certain look. I've been preaching before. And I'll be preaching like up a storm. And I cut over at her and she give me that look. I'm like, uh-oh. I don't know what I said went right, but something went right. I hope I come in my vehicle by myself today. Yeah, I love y'all. Remember this. You got a testimony that you're living out in front of this world. You got a testimony. Everybody's watching you. Make sure it's a good testimony, not a bad one. Make sure it's a good one. I would go to Union Chapel, but I ain't going over there because so-and-so goes. I don't want that said about me. I would go to Union Chapel, but I ain't going over there because Brother BJ's pastor. I don't want that said about me. And I don't want that said about you. Right? Amen. Let's make sure we're putting out a good testimony. Father, I love you, and I thank you for this night. I thank you for the very many blessings. Lord, tonight, as we looked at Diotrephes, Lord God, he had a life that he was in the church. He was in the local body. He loved authority. Couldn't get enough of it. And Father, he lived to just be an argument everywhere he went. And Father God, he was looking for people, associates, to get on his bandwagon. Lord, tonight I pray that never be mentioned about us here. Lord, I pray the testimony when they walk in, that they be love shown, that we love one another. Lord, tonight I understand that faith, hope, and love. But the greatest is love. And Lord God, tonight, I understand the Bible says that love, it'll cover a multitude of sins. And I pray tonight we be a loving church and we do what you've called us to do. We preach the truth and we love people. I ask it tonight in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people say it. Amen. Y'all are dismissed. Don't forget, Sunday morning, 9:45.